It is not the strongest of the species that survive, nor the most intelligent one. It is the one that is more adaptable to change, able to survive in this world. Words by Charles Darwin. Hi, I'm HK. Welcome to my podcast, View of Life. Today's episode is inspired from Brian Carney's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It is the human tendency, in order to survive in this world, we need to win our friends and influence people. However, it sometimes becomes hard for us because we don't know the techniques. These techniques are simple, like when you go to the mountains for hiking or anything else, you prepare your body according to that, so that when you go into that particular atmosphere or environment, you will not get ill. You will even survive. You tried your best. You change yourself. This is the simple rule. In our schools and colleges, we never taught us how to win the people, how to influence them. But this book tells us how we can build the people, how we can influence them. It has simple four fundamental rules. First, we have to learn how to handle the people. Second, we need people to like us. Third, we need people to know we are thinking. Fourth, change people without getting offended. These are four fundamental steps, but most important in these fundamental steps is, first, you need to smile. Smile is contagious as young. When you smile, it becomes easy to contact with the people. To some extent, it makes the environment a little bit less awkward, and it becomes easy for you talk with the other people. Second, never ever criticize other people. When you criticize someone, they came into their defensive mode, and that defensive mode prevent them to understand even the rightest thing. Third, if you want a favor from someone, you should appreciate them, but if that appreciation is false, it is of no use. This appreciation should be honest and sincere, because you will know it. We easily differentiate between sincere and false appreciation. So you should need to learn that if the appreciation is dishonest, it will not work. If you want to make some people wait, you should not directly criticize them or blame them. You should try to understand their situation and try to give them pamper so that they are able to understand what is their mistake. If you directly criticize them, for example, driving school instructor criticized the boys as he does not park the car at the right place and it caused problems to the other people. And he takes that scroll as offense, and all other boys start offending him and they start parking the car at the wrong place. But if the teacher used the other way, he try him to explain whose car is this. If you do this like this way, this is not only harmful for the other people, or you can say disturbing for other people, but also for you. Try to console him, tell him something positive, and after that, tell him his mistake in such a smooth way, he will understand and he will not be offended. This is the way to win over the people. if you criticize the people like Abraham Lincoln, the famous president of USA, also realized this in his life, that argument and offensiveness does not work at all. During his presidency and even after that, most of the time he feels angry with someone and something. He had done it at a piece of paper, but never ever made that paper, because he tried to understand the human emotion by writing down his anger on the page. Gave him the calmness and the peace, and after writing, able to see the other person emotion from his perspective, be able to understand the human. This is the one of his secret which made him so successful in his life. Other thing, if you want to win over the people, try to arouse excitement, drama, show the thing in a way, in a dramatized way. It excites them. They want to know that. And this is the when you hit the button, you're able to achieve what you want to achieve. Always sincere toward yourself. If you do something wrong, admit it. There is no way that the other person is not going to find what you have did wrong. But if you hide and they came to know about it later, it will spoil your reputation. If you are wrong, admit it. And by doing so, it will put a positive impression on the other person and help you to achieve the goals in your life. If you want to win over the people, you should be a good listener. People love to tell people their stories. If you remember them, if you remember their name, if you personalize them by remembering their name, you are able to win over the heart of the people. In the end, I can say that if we want to win over the people, it only needs to be slight change in our behavior and our way of thinking. If we understood the human emotions alike, their behavior, and if we understand what we will do if we are in other person's shoes, this helps us deal with the human emotion. Understanding them more effectively, it helps us to touch their heart. It helps us to understand them. It helps us to influence the people and build their heart. I hope you like this podcast. Try this changes to win the heart of the people. So, I will meet you in the next podcast with new book view from the book next week in this your favorite show, View of Life. Till then, goodbye. Take care.